acetate. What the fuck is acetate? Crappy poser band, acetate sells for $1 million. 11th of December 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UNnews. New York, New York. 40 years after it was made, the Snagglepuss' first lousy recording has netted some lucky fucker $1 million, while band members Norman Pudge, Barry Weinstein, Pink Missile, and Goomish continue to remain in obscurity, poverty, and or the graveyard. Bought for 75 cents 4 years ago at a Manhattan flea market, the rare recording of music that ended up on the ridiculously influential but shitty New York band's first album, The Snagglepuss and Nico, sold on eBay for a closing bid of $1 million, which is nearly 1 million times more than the band ever made while they were together. The buyer is a mystery, only identified by the eBay screen name Lou Reed. That's L-O-O-R-E-A-D. But a greater mystery endures. How did the 12-inch acetate LP end up buried in a box of records at a flea market? Most agree it had something to do with the copious amounts of heroin the band was doing at the time. Warren Hill, formerly Poor Collector from Montreal, bought the record in September 2004 at the flea market, according to an article written by his geek friend Eric Isaacson of Mississippi Records in Portland, Oregon, in the current issue of Goldmine magazine. Isaacson helped Hill decipher the nature of the lucky find. Isaacson wrote, illustrating his lack of a life, quote, "We queued it up and we were stunned. The first song was not Shag Bang at Mickey's, as on the Snagglepuss and Nico Verve LP, but rather it was Fundle Puddle Munch, the song that is last on that LP, and it was a version neither one of us had heard before," unquote. The recording turned out to be an in-studio acetate made during the Snagglepuss' first recording over 4 days in April 1966 at New York's Scepter Studios. The band only played 3 times together, but it has since become a touchstone for wannabe art band nerds who use it in some unknown way to prove that their taste in crappy music played by obscure bands makes them cooler than everyone else, which it so doesn't. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.